The Pasuk says, V'yomer Moshe al'am, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, Tiru, Hishyatzeru as Yeshuas Hashem, Ashiyas l'chem ayoyim. We see the tremendous nisim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. And I saw that Rav Chaim Martel Katz, in his Sefer Be'er Mechoykek, tells Rosh Yeshiva, asks, why is it necessary for Moshe to first say Hishyatzeru? Of course, they're standing, they are where they are. What is the necessity for the Pasuk to add the word Hishyatzeru, stand? So he explains that here Klai Yisrael is about to experience one of the greatest nisim that ever happened, the nais of Kriyas Yamsuf. But even if we're going to experience such an incredible miracle, we have to, in order to appreciate and recognize that it's Yeshua Hashem, that this comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it takes understanding, it takes a moment to think and recognize what are we going to be experiencing. Because without taking that moment to think and recognize, then we are not going to be zeicha to nisim. We're only zeicha to nisim when we're able, we're only able to zeicha to nisim when Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we take the time to think about what's going to happen. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, my God l'masecha Hashem, my umkumach shvaisecha, ishbal lo yeda, uchsil lo yoven azois. What is the connection, he asks, between recognizing the greatness of Hashem and the fact that exil, that a foolish person doesn't understand? The Maral explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions are incredible. And from what we see, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts and runs the world and makes everything happen, we could see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order, Ma'agod L'Masech HaShem, how great and incredible are what is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Ma'adam K'mach Shveisech, it's past anything that we could understand. But, Ixil Lo Yeda, that people, Ixil Lo Yovin, they could be incredible, they could be unbelievable. But if you don't take the moment to think about what's going on and understand what's going on, then you remain a chsil layoven. Then you remain like a foolish person. They could be incredible, but it takes thinking. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of the parasha, V'hi b'shalach ha'sa'am, paras ha'am, v'loy nochem al kim derech eres plishtim ki karavu, ki amar pen yonochem am b'roisim l'cham v'shav mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, V'yihi. The Pasuk begins our parasha with the word V'yihi. And we know that whenever the Torah uses the words Vayihi, it means a Lashon Tsar. And the question over here is, why does the Torah use a Lashon of Vayihi, a wording of Tsar? Wasn't this incredible that after being in Mitzrayim for 210 years, Klal Yisroel were Baruch Hashem freed? It's a situation of Simcha, it's a time of joy, not a time of Vayihi, of Tsar, of pain. And if they were finally let out of Mitzrayim, after all they had to endure in Mitzrayim, why would there be a concern? How would they want to go back to Mitzrayim? And then the pasuk continues, V'yasav al-kimas om derech ha-midba yamsuf, v'chamushim ola b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. And we know that Rashi says, v'chamushim ola b'nei Yisrael me'eretz. Only 20% of Klal Yisrael were able to leave Mitzrayim. The rest remained there. The Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim says that we know that Klal Yisrael have endured and are enduring galus. And we've suffered many galus, we've suffered many exiles, we've suffered untold trials and tribulation. But he says the worst galus, the hardest galus, that a Jew could suffer is galus atzman, to be in your own galus. What does it mean to be in your own galus? To be in your own galus is not recognize that you're in galus. To not recognize that we are not able to serve Hashem the way we want to serve Hashem. To not recognize our connection to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. At the Tirah, you will now see HaShe'esa Parak K'biyot Chazok Yishalchem U'biyot Chazok Yigarshem Mi'artzoi. Klal Yisrael needed to be sent out forcefully from Mitzrayim. They had to be sent out forcefully from Mitzrayim because they didn't realize how terrible being in Mitzrayim was. As the Pasuk says, V'lo yuchlu l'smameya, they couldn't remain in Mitzrayim one more moment. And as the Rizal explains, because had they remained in Mitzrayim one more moment, they would have come to the 50th Shara Tumah. They would have come to a point of no return. They would have come to a point where they would no longer have the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hi b'shalach paris am. The people who left Mitzrayim were in such a difficult place that they're being sent away from Mitzrayim. They'll be given the opportunity to go serve Hashem, to become Klal Yisrael, but they don't appreciate it. V'hi b'shalach paro yisa'am. To them, they felt it was a tsar. And that's why we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to be careful how they travel leaving Mitzrayim. Because traveling leaving Mitzrayim, if they're not so disconnected from Mitzrayim, they may want to go back to Mitzrayim. I have to take them in a way that they wouldn't want to go back to Mitzrayim. And the proof, says the Pasuk, that Klal Yisrael was in that matziv, in that situation, in that place that they didn't have that proper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because the Pasuk says, V'chamushim, think about it, 80% didn't even have any schus, any merit to leave Mitzrayim, because they were so far from Avodas Hashem. So even the 20% that did go out weren't yet in any place that they should be. And that's why the Pasuk keeps on calling them the Ha'om. They weren't Bnei Yisrael, they were Om, they just were people. Bnei Yisrael recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but people, Ha'om, Penyanochem Ha'om, they're just plain people. They don't have this Madrega yet. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu felt it so necessary to tell them, it's time to Yatzvu Uru'u as Yeshua Hashem. The time has come for you to recognize and appreciate as Yeshua Hashem that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that saves us. And in our parasha we have the Parashas Hamon. The Parashas Hamon is the parasha where we learn about the incredible food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us in the Midbar on a daily basis. I saw that the Mefarshim explain that the word Mon stands for, what does Mon stand for? Mon stands for Mais and Nisim. That the Mon, everything that we think about the Mon was just one big Nes. And that's why it's called Mais and Nisim. And the Pasuk says, Kila Yodu Mahu. Klal Yisrael weren't able to appreciate. They weren't able to understand what is this all about. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds to them and says, Hu Alechem. This is the bread. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? Hu Alechem. That this is the bread. It wasn't the bread. Hu HaBread HaShenosan Hashem L'chem L'Ochlai. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, you see the Mon, you recognize the Mon as the name implies, that it's Mais and Nisim, that it's all just miracle. But what I need you to know, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu Alechem, that every time you get a piece of bread, every time a person has the ability to earn a living, to make panasa, to create food, or to create anything that helps him survive. Hu halechem ashenosan Hashem lachem lachloi. It's not because you have that strength. It's not because you are in any way special. It's always hu anechem ashenosan Hashem lachloi. It's always mais anisim. It's always chazdei Hashem. And just like when you stand by Kriyas Yamsuf, you recognize if you want to that this is just Yeshua Hashem. When you get the mon every morning, you recognize that it's Mais HaNisim. It is our obligation as Am Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael, not just the Om, to recognize Hu HaLechem HaShenosan L'chem L'Ochloi, that everything we have in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have it. And when we come to that recognition, then we will have achieved what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be, and we will be zoicha indeed to Yeshua's Hashem.